In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.
This morning, Gospel, there are a couple of lessons that are very important for us to understand. In our lives, we do a lot of running around and searching for things that are very easily given to us if we would pray. If you heard what I read this morning from the Gospel of Luke, you heard about a woman who had spent all that she had on doctors. Now I want to be very careful because three of my doctors are in this batch. I'm liable to show up at their office and say, if I tell me, we'll take a hike if I go too far with this. But this woman had spent all that she had on requisitions. And yet she was not healed. So she followed Jesus, and she had in her mind if she would just touch the fringe of his garment, she would be healed. Now, picture this. There are a mob of people following Jesus. They're all over him. The Gospel says that they're pressing upon him. And with all that pressing around him, she touched garment. And she's healed immediately, and he says, who touched me? And his disciples said to him, there's mobs of people. And you're asking who touched you? He said, someone touched me. Because he knows something. Something went from him to her. The healing power went from the Lord to her. That which makes us well went from him to her. That which makes us normal went from him to her. Now, having said that, you have to understand first that it's not normal to be sick. This world has been infected with illness and disease for so long. The evil one, the devil, has convinced us that it's normal to be sick. You'll excuse me now, I'm going to give you an expression from New Jersey. That's a lot of baloney. It's not normal to be sick. Sickness and disease are in the world because we open the door to it when we sin. And if one of us sins, we open up the door and let the disease in for the whole world. So when one of us sins, we disrupt the whole community. So it was not normal. But Jesus came to make things normal to the kingdom of God. He came to make things normal, normal, that we might be made normal to heaven. And he says to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. In other words, when you connect to the kingdom of God, when you connect to our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, when you connect to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, you have faith, you are made well. Sometimes in body, sometimes in soul, sometimes in both. But always, always, God continues if we would be willing to make us well to the kingdom. Now the next thing that happens, what's going on is he's on his way to heal a child He's asked to hold you a child who is dying. And as he has been, as he had hesitate because of the woman, they come and said, they tell the father of the child, don't bother him anymore, she's dead. She died. And Jesus said, tells him to keep going, that she be made well, and when he gets there, she's dead. By the way, that's not normal either. Death is not normal. Death is not part of life. Death has been defeated. And to foreshadow the overcoming of death, the destruction of death, the beating up of death, the annihilation of death, to let everyone know that it's coming, Jesus brings this child back to life. And when he says that she's only sleeping, they start to laugh at him. And he takes her by the hand and he brings her back to life. There's a couple of things I want you to remember today. First of all, you have to allow God to come into the picture. Now, I'm not telling you not to go to the doctor. I go to the doctor. I'm not telling you not to take your medication. I don't want anyone to go home and take their medication and throw it in the garbage. I don't want you to do that. But when you do take your medication, when you go to the doctor, before you do that, I want you to make the sign of the cross. And in your prayer book, there is a prayer for healing. I want you to say that prayer, and I want you to pray for the doctor, as well as praying for yourself. I want you to allow God to come into the picture, so that the God with the doctor and with your holy prayers are working together to make you normal to the kingdom. And for those of us that have passed away, notice I didn't say they died. For those of us that have moved on, yesterday I talked about the church militant. Those of us that have moved from the church militant to the church triumphant, I want you to pray for them. I want you to let God get in the picture for them and get in the picture for you, so that you might all be joined with him in the kingdom for good. You easily become distracted. We can become distracted. You put on the television, the deacon and I get up in the middle of the night sometimes, all right? You put on the TV, I mean, they got everything in the world they're gonna say is gonna make you well. Everything, I mean, every kind of pills, every kind of therapy, everything in the world, they will tell you, and then the devil will work with this and say, forget God, take this medication. No, do not forget God. Let God bless the medication the same way he blesses your food and drink. Do not become distracted by the world out there. We talked about that yesterday. In the gospel yesterday, we spoke about what's out there and what's in here. Do not become distracted, do not become confused. And always let God be in the forefront. You greet him in the morning with prayer. You greet him in the afternoon with prayer. You greet him in the evening with prayer. And you greet him before you go to bed in prayer, so that everything that you do, whether it be taking your medication, whether it be going to school, whether it be going to your job, whether it be driving your car, whether it be going to the giant eagle, wherever it be done, that God's hand is in it. If his hand is in it, the sickness will not endure. Death won't be powerless. The confusion of this world, you will become oblivious to. But because with God, there is no sickness. There is no sorrow. There is no death. There is no confusion, but only life everlasting in the kingdom. The woman in this morning's gospel knew that, and her faith made her whole. The ruler, the man whose daughter was dying, knew that. And Jesus Christ defeated death in that moment. And now it's up to you. It's up to you whether or not your faith will make you whole, or whether or not you'll allow yourself to wallow in the filth and confusion of this world. I have every confidence that with the leadership of Father John and the Deacon James, that you will not become confused, that you will stay alert to the kingdom, and that God will make you well in his kingdom so that he can greet you with the words each and every day and on that final day, "Well done now, good and faithful servants. Enter into the joy of the Lord." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.